Last week in the homily, I spoke a little bit about how the story of the man born blind, John was trying, in a sense, to connect this a little bit with the story of creation in the book of Genesis. I'd like to kind of return to that theme for a moment. In the book of Genesis, when God creates, how does He do it? He does it by the power of His Word. He says, "Let there be light." And suddenly, there was light. Later, He says, "Let there be a dome over the heavens." And then He says, "Let there be openings in the dome for the stars, for the sun, the moon." The point I'm wanting to make is that in the book of Genesis, God's word is powerful. God's word is creative. God speaks, and it happens. Last week on Monday at the Daily Mass, we had another gospel passage from the Gospel of John, which is another example of God's powerful creative word spoken by Jesus. It was the story of the royal official who came to Jesus with a son that was ill, near death. And there's a discussion there after the royal official asked Jesus to come and heal the boy. There's a little bit of a discussion. And then finally Jesus says to him, "Go home. Your son will live." Jesus did not go near the boy, but the power of His word brought healing to that boy. That's what we see today in the story of Lazarus. Jesus doesn't walk into the tomb. He doesn't grab Lazarus by the hand. He simply stands outside and says, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus, it says, came out, bound hand and foot. To make his point even clearer, John in that story tries to emphasize a couple things. One, that he's been dead 4 days. Now, there was a Jewish belief that the life breath of a person kind of hung around for 3 days. And then after 3 days, there was no hope. So this is the fourth day. And to emphasize the point just a little more, we have that little statement of Martha, "Lord, there will be a stench." What John is trying to show us is that, humanly speaking, the situation of Lazarus was irreversible. He was dead, and no one could call him back to life. No one but God Himself. And Jesus speaks that all-powerful word, and Lazarus rises from the dead, comes out of the tomb. And then Jesus says, "Let him go, untie him." And that's what happens. Now, the point of the story is not just so that you and I can be impressed by the power of the Word of God. John isn't telling us the story just for that. John is telling us that story because he wants you and I to know that that word is powerful in our lives. He can tell us also to rise from our graves of sin. He can tell us to be set free, free from the things that hold us back, free from the things that bring death into our lives. I'd like to go to the first reading for a moment. It's the prophet Ezekiel, and he says, "O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel." Well, Ezekiel there is not talking about physical graves like you'd find in a cemetery. What he's talking about there is that Israel has been in exile. And Ezekiel is forecasting the day when God would remove them from their hopelessness. Because they were hopeless. They had not their land. They had not their temple. They could not offer the sacrifice of worship. They felt lost and hopeless. And he is saying to them, you may feel like you're in your graves, but God will have you rise from them. And it did happen. Sometime after Ezekiel's prophecy, they were suddenly freed and allowed to go back to their homeland to rebuild their temple. And so John is saying to us also that God can raise us up from whatever in our lives brings death to us, whatever habits of sin, whatever things that we might be clinging to that serve as obstacles to the life of the Spirit. You know, St. Paul in that second reading, he says, "You are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you." Well, we may be baptized, but is there something in our lives that still holds us back? Something we're clinging to, hanging on to, we don't want to let go of, that prevents us from living fully with the Spirit of God in us? I was thinking of yesterday when I was thinking about this of Augustine. St. Augustine. There was a point in his life when he was sort of in that process of conversion. You know, he had been leading a pretty unchristian life, a pagan life. And he was gradually coming to the point where he wanted to come to Christ Jesus. And he uttered a prayer. He says, "Lord, give me the gift of chastity." But then he added, "Not yet." He wasn't quite ready to let go of his habit of sin. That can happen to us. You know, there may be angers, there may be resentments, there may be unforgiveness, there may be greed, there may be pornography, there may be prejudices in our lives, something that we know don't belong there, something we know we need to let go of, and yet somehow we're not ready to be freed of those things. We can come to the Lord Jesus, ask his healing, and he can give us the power to let go, to be freed, so that the Spirit of Christ Jesus can live fully in us. Jesus wants to speak his powerful word. He wants to free us from our graves of sin. Now, of course, John is talking not only of this, but he's also talking of one more thing. That we will not only be freed from the graves of sin, but in the end, the Lord Jesus can raise us up by his powerful word. He can bring us to the fullness of life in the kingdom of our God. And that is what each and every one of us hope for. That we will live forever. That Jesus will raise us up and give us the fullness of life.